South Sudanese basketball fans chanting SSD said they had hoped the men's national basketball team would defeat the United States team at the Olympics on Wednesday, but that dream did not come true. Nyamal John says she came to this basketball gymnasium in the Nimra Talata residential area to support South Sudan's team, and she was sad to see the team lose.
Though our boys lost, but we still believe in them, and we know that they have really tried their best and they have really given out all that they can, and we are proud of them. We're still proud. It's just a difference of 17 points. That's unlike to the Savior. So we still hope that they're still going to do better in the next match, and we're still going to be there to support them.
Another fan, Deng Malith, says he blames South Sudanese players who played weak defense.
The game was actually great. We played against the greatest players in the NBA. What I say is, like, our nation is really doing good. We need to keep up with basketball. The problem was that we can't really defend against the greatest players. They're actually good at the three-pointers. They shoot outside the box. Our players are actually not good to defend in the box.
Fiona Richard is another fan who says the players should correct their mistakes before facing Serbia on Saturday.
The American team is stronger than us. What I can say is, like, today's game is different from that. There were some weaknesses that we have as a South Sudan team, but it's not bad. I believe that we're going to correct ourselves and come for the next game when we are fit enough and strong and to correct our mistake and ready to win the next game that we are going to play on Saturday.
Most of the Bright Stars team members play professionally in Europe, Canada and Australia, and they nearly defeated the Americans last month in a friendly match. However, the U.S. team, made up of professionals from the National Basketball Association, overwhelmed South Sudan in Paris. Chol Allen, a dual citizen of the U.S. and South Sudan, says the game was a good opportunity to showcase South Sudan's basketball talent.
Nobody can imagine a small country with a big country, but we thank God for this opportunity and the way our team showed up in a good way. They give hard time to American people.
Alex Fikila, an artist who was watching the game in Nimra Talata, says he is not surprised by the performance of the U.S. team.
This is how game is. You know, in game, there are like three things. You consider win, draw or lose. But it's not a big deal. We have tried, actually, you know. But I hope next time we're going to make it. I cannot say that, like, they have played bad, but they have tried their best.
Michael Achwil, a former basketball player, says South Sudan is moving in the right direction. He says fans should keep their hopes alive.
We're still going to go in South Sudan. We might do an 8th seed. We don't want to do that. That's why we want to beat Serbia Saturday. So we'll be going separate ways with U.S. We'll go to a different group. U.S. go to a different group. Now we have a chance moving up this bracket. Then we'll meet again. We might go to final. So keep your finger crossed. Our kids are good. No, they're good. They stand with a giant, America.
South Sudan is currently in third place in Group C at the Olympics Games in Paris. The Bright Stars play against Serbia on Saturday. The winner of Saturday's match will advance to the next stage of the tournament. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.